After the seven-day ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas fell apart last week, the war has intensified in southern Gaza. Israel has been bombarding Khan Yunis, the largest city in the region, and residents have been told to evacuate. Many have headed to Rafah near the Egyptian border, where shelters are over capacity. We spoke with two Palestinian women sheltering in that city with their families. 22-year-old student and translator Shahad Safi is staying with her grandparents in Rafah. She says that many people are homeless and sleeping in the cold.
We see them in the streets. We've seen some of them crying. This is something I've never imagined Gaza would be going through.
Safi says she is fortunate. Her family has basic necessities.
Unlike many displaced families in the Gaza Strip, my family has managed to get mattresses and blankets. This is something we feel very grateful for because other families do not have the luxury of being warm during the night in winter.
Also in Rafah, psychologist Netta Al-Zaim is staying in a Red Cross shelter with her husband and four children. She says it's overcrowded, more than 100 people packed into a small space.
We have too many kids. We have too many people who have special needs, people with disability. We have too many problems to deal with, but it seems that we will stuck here.
She says the shelter offers some safety, which does not exist the moment she steps outside.
It's really crazy what we are going through. No place can be considered as safe to get out to buy something, as food, as water, as anything for basic life, any medication for elderly people or who have chronic diseases. We are running off supplies, we are running off food, we are running off everything.
After much pressure from the U.S. government, Israel agreed yesterday to send more desperately needed fuel to Gaza. But Shahad Safi says there's still not enough food, not enough water.
My family, we receive only one package each 3 days. And the last package we received was 5 bottles of water and some biscuits for 5 members. And, you know, this is not enough for a day. So imagine that we have to go on with that for 3 days.
There is a market right behind her family's home, but even there, the food is running out.
When I go there, even the canned food that I used to see is now very less, and the prices are being doubled and tripled every day, even water now.
Meanwhile, in the Rafah shelter, Netta Al-Zaim is so close to the border crossing with Egypt, but it remains out of reach, closed to her and to most other Palestinians.
We are talking about almost 2.3 million population struggling alone, suffering a lot, and facing their faith in front of the most powerful and violent military in the world. And I'm sorry to say that nobody cares outside. And if people are caring outside, they have nothing to influence the situation.
And the bombing continues. Israeli forces struck Rafah last night. Shahad Safi recorded the chaos of emergency vehicles racing to the scene of an explosion in her neighborhood.
What's going on is really beyond imagination, and it's very cruel. We're feeling very abandoned by the world, and the world has joined this now.
The voices of Shahad Safi and Netta Al-Zaim in southern Gaza.